Part 2. Early the next morning, I woke up and heard Bill screaming in terror. It's a terrible thing to hear a big, strong man screaming in terror in a cave early in the morning. I got up quickly and looked to see what was happening. Red Chief was sitting on Bill's chest, holding a sharp knife in one hand. His other hand was in Bill's hair, and he was trying to scalp Bill. I took the knife from the kid and told him to go back to sleep. Bill was so scared that he never closed his eyes again all the time the boy was with us. I tried to go back to sleep, but then I suddenly remembered. Red Chief wants to tie me to a post and burn me early in the morning. I wasn't nervous or scared, but I sat up against the wall of the cave and lit my pipe. "Why are you getting up so early, Sam?" asked Bill. "Me?" I said. "Oh, I can't sleep. My shoulder hurts. Sitting up might help it." "You're a liar," said Bill. "You're scared. You remember that the boy threatened to burn you in the morning, and you're scared that he'll do it. And he probably would do it if he could find a match. What are we going to do? Do you think anybody will pay money to get this boy back home?" "Of course. Parents love difficult kids like this one," I said. "Now, you and Red Chief get up and cook breakfast while I go to the top of this mountain and see what's happening in the area." While Bill and Red Chief were cooking breakfast, I went up to the top of the little mountain and looked in the direction of Summit. I expected to see angry people trying to find the terrible kidnappers, but I didn't see anybody. All I saw was tranquil fields and lots of trees. "Perhaps they haven't discovered yet that the boy has been kidnapped," I thought. And I went down the mountain to the cave for breakfast. When I arrived, the boy was holding Bill against the wall of the cave and was trying to hit him with a big stone about the size of a coconut. "He put a red-hot boiled potato down my back," explained Bill, "and then stepped on it with his foot. So I hit him on the side of the head. Have you got a gun, Sam?" I took the stone from the boy and tried to make peace between the two of them. "Nobody has ever hit Red Chief before," the kid said to Bill. "Be careful."